Dr. Stephen Harrison. On behalf of my co-authors, I would like to present the abstract entitled Aldafermin Reduces the Cross-Link Propeptides of Type 3 Collagen Pro-C3X, a Novel Biomarker in Non-Alcoholic Steatohepatitis in Primary Sclerosing Cholangitis Patients. Cross-linking of collagen is a key contributor to tissue stiffness. Emerging evidence suggests that not only the amount and pattern of fibrillar collagens, but also their plasticity to change are important for fibrosis progression and reversal. The novel biomarker Pro-C3X specifically detects the cross-linked propeptides of type 3 collagen. Recent studies have shown that circulating concentrations of Pro-C3X are elevated in hepatocellular carcinoma patients and are superior to Pro-C3 in predicting progression-free survival and overall survival. Aldafermin, previously known as NGM-282, a non-tumorigenic FGF19 analog, is a potent regulator of bile acid synthesis with anti-fibrotic effects in clinical trials. In this abstract, we evaluate plasma levels of Pro-C3X in phase 2 trials of aldafermin in NASH and PSC. 43 NASH patients with NAFLD activity scores of 4 or more with at least 1 point in each component, stage 1 to 3 fibrosis, and absolute liver fat content by MRI-PDFF of at least 8%, received aldafermin 1 milligram or 3 milligram daily for 12 weeks. In addition, 62 PSC patients with an elevated alkaline phosphatase greater than 1.5 times the upper limit of normal at baseline received aldafermin 1 milligram, 3 milligram, or placebo daily for 12 weeks. We used a Pro-C3X sandwiched ELISA assay that only detects the cross-linked type 3 collagen propeptides. In comparison, we also quantified concentrations of Pro-C3, which is the sum of single-stranded and cross-linked propeptides using a competitive ELISA method. At baseline, circulating Pro-C3X concentrations were significantly lower in patients with NASH than PSC, 9.1 nanogram per ml in NASH versus 14.7 nanogram per ml in PSC, the p-value was less than 0.001, while Pro-C3 levels were similar in NASH and PSC. Pro-C3X declined rapidly and significantly with aldafermin therapy in NASH. We observed a decrease of 2.7 nanogram per ml and a decrease of 2.8 nanogram per ml at week 6 and week 12 following treatment with aldafermin 1 milligram. The p-value is less than 0.001 versus baseline for both time points. In patients with PSC, decreases in Pro-C3X of 0.8 nanogram per ml and 0.7 nanogram per ml were seen at week 2 and at week 12, respectively, with aldafermin 1 milligram. Decreases of 2.8 nanogram per ml and 3.1 nanogram per ml were seen at week 2 and week 12 with aldafermin 3 milligram. In contrast, no significant change in Pro-C3X was observed with placebo treatment. In conclusion, NASH patients had much lower type 3 collagen cross-linking than PSC patients, indicating a potential for rapid fibrosis reversal in a dynamic extracellular matrix environment such as NASH. Aldafermin significantly reduces Pro-C3X, a novel, non-invasive marker of cross-linked type 3 collagen across metabolic and cholestatic liver diseases, respectively. Given that liver fibrosis progression and hepatocellular carcinoma growth are associated with matrix stiffness and cross-linking of collagens, these results support the anti-fibrotic activity and potentially an anti-tumor activity of aldafermin in chronic liver diseases, including NASH and PSC.